Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's new book, Paperboy. To order today, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Car Show.
Allie, can you please stay free Palestine one time? Why did you kill that lady?
Yes, well, when I see five weirdos dressed in togas stabbing a guy in the middle of the park in full view of 100 people, I shoot the bastards. That's my policy.
That was a Shakespeare in the Park production of Julius Caesar, you moron.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Very fine people on both sides. When I heard that, I knew I could no longer sit in the sidelines because the President of the United States had just drawn a moral equivalency between those who stood for hate and those who stood against it. I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians.
Bush.
Nobody could in any way support what Hamas did, yet these kids are yelling, I am Hamas.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
By the way, speaking of the FBI, the U.S. government today has agreed to $138.7 million settlement over the FBI's botched Larry Nassar assault allegations. $138 million. That's, you know, to the victims that the FBI basically brushed aside. They didn't care. They wanted to get the agents always wanted to get jobs after they retire. You know, I don't think they have to retire anymore at age 50, but they still have to retire early. That was the whole thing about the Boston FBI office. They wanted to be sure they had somewhere to go. You know, some job at one of the utilities that Bulger controlled through the state regulation of the utilities, Billy Bulger. Or they become police commissioner, like happened with a guy named McNamara back in the 60s. There's always these guys in Ohio wanted to get jobs at the college, being security. The FBI agents who covered up the Marilyn Monroe death, one of them got to be head of the NFL security. So they, you know. For them to say that they're not crooked is ridiculous, obviously. 844-500-4242. One other thing here, you know, people have been asking who is organizing these riots, these hippie Nazi riots. This is from the New York Daily News. Not a great newspaper anymore, but this is interesting. Two NYPD officials said there were some, quote, professional agitators, unquote. This is the NYU crowd, not Columbia, in the crowd, and speculated that someone was financing the protests, since tents at the various campus protests have looked the same. They're green, I think. Many of the demonstrations have been organized by the group Students for Justice in Palestine, which has chapters throughout the country. They're the ones that were thrown off the Harvard campus. Harvard has pulled the scales off its eyes. You know, I don't think it's out of any goodwill or good intentions. They just don't want any more crap. A spokesman for the NYPD said somebody is behind this, and we are going to find out who it is. NYPD said they cleared out the encampment at the request of university officials. Yeah, we're going to find out who it is, and then Mayor Adams is going to suppress the information because he doesn't want to cross the George Soros types who are behind and the globalists and the deep staters who are behind all this. 844-500-4242. Didn't the Fed have to pay $100 million in Massachusetts? Yeah, the Fed had to pay $107 million, actually. That was 20 years ago. This is not as much as $107 million was 20 years ago, but it's a lot of dough. That was to the people that were locked up, the four guys from the North End who were locked up on death row, two of them on death row, for a murder they didn't commit, and the FBI knew they didn't commit it. They knew it. We have the documents were released showing that the FBI knew before the murder took place who was going to do it. Then they didn't alert the guy to save his life. And then after the murder was committed, they sent what they called an airtel to J. Edgar Hoover telling him who killed him. And they still went along and framed these guys, one of whom was actually not even in the state when the murder took place. And they allowed him to be convicted. And that guy, he was a World War II combat veteran, a hero. And they allowed him to die in prison in Massachusetts. His family got $25 million, but, you know, what's $25 million when you spend the last 35 years of your life in prison? It's nothing, obviously. Time now for the Chump Line.
When asked about the Chinese Communist Party bribing his family, Joe Biden said there are very fine people on both sides.
There's certainly very fine people on the Ukraine-Russian side. I mean, the Ukrainians probably gave more money than the Russians, but the Russians, the widow of the mayor of Moscow, gave $3.5 million to Hunter Biden for reasons that have yet to be disclosed. I'm sure the investigation is continuing, sources and methods, et cetera, et cetera.
Loving, in light of recent events, I think it's time for the University of North Carolina to pick a new school song. But whatever should they choose?
A burning ring of fire.
Great balls of fire.
The UNC Tar Heels didn't come here to be made sport of. But that was pretty funny, I must say. I'd vote for Burnin' Love. That's my favorite fire song from the rock era. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Northeast Hair Restoration. This April and May, you can save $1,000 off their new PFE hair restoration procedure. Listen to my Meet the Expert podcast with the doctors. It's very interesting, and you'll learn something. And once you have this done, you're going to say, I should have had this done years earlier. Go to PFEHair.com, PFEHair.com, or call 1-800-208-HAIR. That's 1-800-208-HAIR, hair.
This is the story of Ambrose Finnegan eaten by a Papua New Guinean. True? No, it's just Joe Biden again annoying the Papua New Guineans. Begin again.
You know, again, Donald Trump would be accused of racism and classism if he accused the cannibals of being cannibals. And what would the mainstream media say? Would the fact checkers be out if Donald Trump claimed again to be a driver for 18-wheelers? I think they would. But it's Brandon, so nothing to be here, folks. Nothing to see here, folks. Move along.
I've asked Foreign Minister Anthony Winken and Blinken to decide whether we should defund Colombia or refund Colombia.
Yeah, he never got any money from Colombia. He never got any money from Red China, laundered through an Ivy League college like Columbia. He got the money laundered from Red China, laundered through the University of Pennsylvania, where he claimed to be a full professor and taught classes, which he never did. But hey, again, it's just another lie by Uncle Joe. Nothing to see here, folks. Move along.
The agitator who accosted Alec Baldwin is just lucky Baldwin didn't have his personal armorer with him.
She's going to prison, right? I think she is. 781, correction. It's not the FBI that's paying these people's fines. It's the taxpayer. The FBI is not selling more goods or cutting their budget to pay those fines. No, I agree. But you know, what are you going to do? You don't expect the FBI to take any responsibility for anything they do, do you? They're bureaucrats.
I'm a little confused. The Columbia students are staging a walkout. They've already walked out. Is this like a walkout squared?
Classes are over for the semester. No more in classroom classes at Columbia. No more classes at Harvard for the week. So I guess Harvard is really showing that it's still an elite institution.
Howie, Joe Biden can't close a box of fast food from a local burger joint. How's he supposed to close a border?
How's he supposed to save the planet from climate change, or as he calls it sometimes, the climate crisis?
Come on, man. I remember when I invented Earth Day. I said to President Kennedy, put me on the Apollo 7-Eleven, Jack. So he sent me to the moon. And my fellow astronauts, they'd rub my legs and watch the hair stand up. And when Louis Armstrong planted the flag on Mars, I looked at Earth and said, let's call this Earth Day. Then the Martian cannibals ate Louis and Buzz Baldwin.
Thank you,
one
everybody.
Small taste of man, one giant feast of mankind.
I think she would have moved in a little faster than she did. She was a little off her game today, KJP.
61 more billion dollars for Ukraine. Guess Zelensky's wife's going shopping again.
You bet she is. And you know, the price of penthouse condos on Biscayne Bay and on the French Riviera just went through the roof again. Anyone who held on waiting for that 61 billion is going to make has made a wise decision. The U.S. taxpayers will be funding another run-up in prices everywhere. Probably Swiss ski chalets, too.
Perhaps someone there can help me in the ranking of oxymorons. When was military intelligence passed out by public servant?
Yeah, public service, right. They're getting all their student loans, loan debt, quote-unquote, forgiven, meaning you and me are picking up the tabs. He's got more nonsense about free college tuition today. We'll get to that in a little while.
Hey, Howie, the best way to get rid of the dirty hippies on campus, set up a job fair.
That's a good point. I like that. It's kind of an old joke, you know. It's kind of like, what did they not loot during the George Floyd riots? Work boots.
Take a bath, hippie!
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time every weekday. Chump line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you like us to hear a second chump line, or you just didn't hear your message, or you know, want to hear more of the messages, we do have a second chump line every evening. It's called Chopped Chumps. It's posted every weeknight evening around 7 o'clock. You can get that Chopped Chumps, the second chump line of the day, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's chump line is brought to you by Northeast Hair Restoration. This April and May, save $1,000 off their new PFE hair restoration procedure. It's state of the art. It's as good as the earlier ones were. These are even better. Listen to my Meet the Expert podcast with the doctors who came up with this fantastic new procedure. Go to pfehair.com or call 1-800-208-HAIR, 1-800-208-HAIR. It's a great procedure, and the only regret you're going to have is that you didn't get it a lot earlier.
This is the story of Ambrose Finnegan eaten by a Papua New Guinean. True? No, it's just Joe Biden again annoying the Papua New Guineans. Begin again.
And I'm sure he's annoying some truck drivers with claiming again to be an over-the-road truck driver. When did you do this, Joe? Did you have a, were you a Teamster when you did this, or was this a non-union shop you were working for? 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
We have a new episode of Meet the Experts. This week, I spoke with Michael Walsh, who has written a highly acclaimed series of mystery novels set in a fictionalized version of his hometown, Lynn, Massachusetts. Michael shares what it takes to be an author, the vast amount of research involved, his writing process. Here's a preview of this week's episode of Meet the Experts.
This wicked city is a story powered by its character's struggles with love, loyalty, and sacrifice. And those values describe the people of Lynn.
Why do you call it Ocean Park?
Lynn has an infamous poem, which goes back over 100 years.
Lynn, the city of sin, right, where you never go out the way you came in.
So in 1997, the Lynn City Solicitor suggested that they rename the city Ocean Park, and they were mocked.
By everybody.
Yeah. They're mocked.
Meet the Experts with Howie Carr, featuring this week's guest, Michael Walsh, is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Eden Rafferty, Attorneys at Law. To see what happened to my leg while having cryo performed at Restore Hyper Wellness, and it's not pretty. Go to EdenRafferty.com, EdenRafferty.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is what's the best way for cops to rout Nazi hippie riots on college campuses? Tear gas, fire hoses, police canines, or mounted units?
Mounted units. Bring in the horses. Bring in paint.
22% either say mounted units or tear gas, 18% for police canines, 38% for fire hoses.
All right. 339 says, did the Biden administration give Mrs. Zelensky one of those black credit cards? You know, think about it. You know, Rachel Rollins, the former DA of Suffolk County, she just got caught by the Herald taking a state credit card that called a P card. It's been the $19,000 in state funds she wasn't entitled to. $19,000. I mean, it's infuriating that she would do this, but $19,000 compared to what Zelensky got, $60 billion, kind of puts it in perspective, does it not? 844-500-4242. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Hi, Howie. I want to correct one of your earlier callers who said that Israel was a communist country. Nothing could be further from the truth.
Well, he said that they had a communist party, that it was in the government. I tried to correct him, David.
Well, I know. I was listening, but no, he was totally off. If they do have a communist party there, it's very possible. I've never heard of it. But they have a thriving capitalist economy. They're not communists, and that's one reason that the Russians turned against them. They started off as socialists initially, 75 years ago when the country first formed, and then they saw the light very soon and became a capitalist country. Another point too, you had said that that there are a lot of good people in Gaza. I think I'll disagree with you on that one. They did some polling, about 80%, 75 to 80%.
I agree.
Agreed with them.
I agree, but you know, the thing is that the people in Gaza are oppressed by Hamas, are they not?
Absolutely. But they've been indoctrinated to hate Israel, to hate Jews right from birth, and the only people I'd call civilians there are the young children. I mean, they're not.
On October 7th, all these civilians followed the terrorists into southern Israel. It was like a barbarian army where they, you know, the people go behind and just loot behind the soldiers. It was bad. But again, I think that A lot of people in Gaza would be happy if Hamas was gone. You see them sometimes demonstrating, and they shoot. Hamas shoots people trying to get relief, civilians. Thanks for the call.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. We're all concerned. I mean, these polls are nice where Trump is leading Biden, but we all saw what happened in 2020. Looked like the election was won, or we were hopeful the election was won, and then suddenly all the polling places shut down in all the swing states, and Trump's lead of hundreds of thousands of votes in most of the states totally evaporated. When the polls reopened the next morning, there were more votes cast than there were registered voters in the United States of America, and particularly in the swing states like Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, Arizona, et cetera, Wisconsin. And we all want to make sure that the election is not stolen by the Democrats, and I still have my doubts about whether the Republicans really know what they're doing to prevent it. And we've been having with us Jay Valentine. I first read about him and some of his work in AmericanThinker.com, and he's a high-tech guy from Austin, Texas, and he's been working to secure the voting systems, not by not by hiring thousands of lawyers to go in and try to overturn election results after the ballot boxes have been contaminated with fake documents, or the voting systems have been contaminated with fake voters who don't exist, registered out of vacant lots or warehouses. And we like to check in with him every once in a while to see what's going on, if he's making any progress with either the state or the national parties. So joining us now from Fractal is Jay Valentine. Jay, how is it going? Any luck? Are you making any progress?
Well, Howie, it's good to speak with you. How are you today?
I'm very good. I'm very good. I want some good news, Jay, and so do the listeners.
So do you want to end the call now, or did you want me to call back like in 60 days? So actually, it's very alarming, Howie. What you said at the beginning of the call, you must have been on the calls we had in the last 2 weeks with the RNC. So the Republican National Committee came out and they did a PowerPoint presentation to people in the voter integrity movement 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. And it was so preposterous. And it was exactly what you said. These guys are hiring like thousands of lawyers. They are planning on having a hotline on Election Day. So on Election Day, if somebody's doing something nefarious, there's a hotline you can call. Howie, 70% of all the ballot fraud that's going to happen is going to happen during early voting by people who are receiving ballots at Walmarts, at Targets, at gas stations, at homeless shelters who aren't there, being filled out by NGOs, non-government organizations like churches and things like that.
Right.
And the whole election will be stolen 60 days before the Republicans show up with their lawyers. It's so preposterous that the people on the call, while they were talking on the call, my phone was like bumping out of my hand from people sending me text messages saying, can you believe how clueless the RNC is?
But I thought with Ronna, I thought Ronna McDaniel was been replaced by this guy from North Carolina and Lara Trump, and that somehow they were going to be more in control of this situation and had a better understanding of the magnitude of the fraud that they were facing. But they don't. Is that what you're saying?
No, they do have. They are not stupid people. Of course, they know the magnitude. They just don't know the location. So they know, they're not crazy, that in the seven swing states, the 15 counties in the seven swing states, there's going to be massive fraud. They just think that if they do things like keeping the poll watchers going and having people show up at the polls and having a hotline is going to help. But that's not where the voter fraud is. The voter fraud is in these ballot manufacturing operations that are going on literally today. And what should be doing, which these guys don't have a clue about, is we can identify, Howie, right now, every single location in every single swing state that is a location to which a mail-in ballot will go in 2024, and there's no one there to get it. So apartment buildings that don't have apartment numbers on them, strip malls, convenience stores, Targets, Walmarts, gas stations, we know every location. That's what they should be investing in. That's what they should be doing. And they're clueless about it. And we tell them about this, not just us, but we have seven or eight states talking to them, and they just don't get it. It's incredible. I can't make this stuff up.
What can people do to get their attention? I mean, you know, you're not the only person I talk to. I talk to other people in these high tech, and they say we want to help out. We can help out. I mean, you know, I don't know if it's you or somebody else, but Jay, somebody has got to have the silver bullet or a variation or some kind of silver bullet that can put an end to some of this stuff. How can we get the word to the Trump campaign, to the like you've said earlier, some of the state Republican parties get this, like Wisconsin, for instance. They save Ron Johnson's seat, or you guys save Ron Johnson's seat in 2022. Why can't they do the same thing in Nevada and knock out that horrible Democrat? Why can't they get rid of Sherrod Brown in Ohio? Why can't they get rid of Casey in Pennsylvania and just drag Trump along with the Senate candidates or the gubernatorial candidates?
Well, my opinion, and we're data guys, so this is not a supported opinion by data, but this is just a supported opinion by what we see, is that a new group has taken over at the RNC, but has made no changes. It's the whole Trump thing is being run by all these consulting guys, and they're just running the same plays they ran in 2020. These are people who've not been involved on the ground in where the election fraud is. They just don't know. And we tell them things like this. All of the different states report in and go, guys, all of this is happening with mail-in ballots being sent to ineligible locations. We know those locations. So all we have to do is go to the registrars and force them to not send to these locations. We can even show them photographs, the fact that it's a vacant lot or it's a warehouse with no bedrooms.
Yeah, I've seen this going back to Boston in 1983, people being registered out of vacant lots. And we did TV exposés on this. That was more than 40 years ago. Yeah,
I mean, you guys in Boston have been doing that for years. Boston and Chicago, you invented that. The problem is that it's now happening at scale. And it's happening in all of the 15 counties in the seven swing states. So all I can tell you is that we have had conversations personally with the RNC. And when we speak to them about this and we show them the videos, we have a website, Omega, the number 4 America. We have videos on the website of Mississippi, Kansas, Georgia, Texas, Minnesota. And we show the people who are getting mail-in ballots at like a gas station. And it's just like a gas station in the middle of nowhere. There's nothing there. And it's just like a little building. And it's got 4 people registered to vote there. And we show it to them. And they look at us like, well, that's not what we do. We hire lawyers. Like, okay. I don't know what to say, Howie. I am flummoxed.
Well, isn't this when you use the lawyers? You use the lawyers now to start knocking out these warehouses and these vacant lots. You don't wait until November to say, hey, they voted people out of the vacant lots and the warehouses. It's too late at that point.
Here's what we should do. And we've told them this so many times. We memorized the words. Here's what we should do. We can show that location in every one of the swing states. And they run into the hundreds of thousands. Okay, so the locations aggregated are in the hundreds of thousands across the swing states, and every swing state is won or lost by 20,000 votes. We all know that.
Right.
And what we do is we literally can show you the building in a picture, and they should be running ads. They should be running videos on TV saying 10,000 people are voting from these locations, and show 20 locations, 200 locations quickly in a video. but they won't do stuff like that. It's just not what they do.
I know people are saying to me, how come you can't plug Jay into the Trump campaign? I've been trying to plug Jay into the Trump campaign. I had the dinner last Friday.
No, I've spoken to the Trump campaign, Howie. I don't want to make it sound like I'm not plugged in.
Right.
I mean, his chief fundraiser and I have been talking for months. His body guy has had five calls with me. I've had all kinds
what
of
does
calls
he say? What does he say? The clock is ticking here.
What they say is we're hiring lawyers. On election day, we're going to have a hotline. Howie, I'm not making this up. I swear I am not making this up.
Lawyers are great, but they're not great for this. This is not a job for lawyers.
So anyway, I know how frustrating it is. And I can tell you that Chardonnay has been very helpful to those of us who are doing this every day because our hearts would beat out of our chest.
Chardonnay, or so you need to maybe shift to distilled spirits at this point.
It's terrible. And I wish I had better news, but it's not like they don't hear us. They do. I mean, we've had, not just me, there are groups all over the country who've spoken to them. We had a call with a couple of RNC members from Nevada and another state, I don't know, 3 days ago. And they said, oh, wow, that's a really good idea. Crickets, nothing ever happens.
We don't get too many more chances to stop this, you know? This may be the last chance. And it's just... I think, you know, I like it when Trump says at the rallies, we've got to win too big to rig, too big to rig. That's a good slogan. It rhymes. But, you know, you have to back it up with something.
Well, there's something that you have to understand there. Trump believes that he can outrun this. What Trump does not understand is they have a ballot manufacturing operation. They literally, in Wisconsin and Michigan, they're flying in illegal aliens. They're bringing them through NGOs, non-governmental organizations. They're registering them to vote. Those people are gone 3 days later. Those are not people who want to hang around in a winter in a place like Wisconsin. They're from Venezuela, so they're split. But their ballots are accumulating at this NGO location. Now, we have a new system that tracks NGOs. So now what we're doing is we're showing these NGOs who are receiving money from places like China and from billionaires in places like Hungary, and this money is aggregating through all these different NGOs, and that is what's
non-governmental organizations,
lawfare, NGOs, non-governmental organizations, and churches, and you know these 501c3s, and that information and that money is aggregating, and that's what's paying for registering all these fake voters in the swing states, and we have testimony to prove it, and we pass this on to the Trump campaign, and they're like, oh, wow, thanks. You can't make this up.
You speak to Trump's money guy. What's the point of raising hundreds of millions of dollars if you're going to let the Democrats steal it? There's no point. It's an exercise in futility.
Howie, if I have one, I have 10 different emails sent to me from people in Trump's orbit, his golf partner, the guy who had dinner with him, and it's always a picture of some guy with President Trump, half some time with a golf club in their hand, and this guy tells me, I just want you to know, I spoke to him last night and told him, well, you know, your whole thing, and nothing ever happens. So we're at the point we kind of laugh about it now. I mean, it's gallows humor, of course, but we're at the point where what else can we do? We do videos. We've talked to the campaign. We've talked to the RNC. We've done all we can do.
Is there anything I can do? Is there anything I can do personally? I mean, I'm not at the top. I'm not, you know, at the top of the organization, but what can I do?
Howie, you have been so supportive. If I knew of anything you could do, I would have called you and Taylor months ago and suggested something. I don't know what to tell you because we've had conversations with so many people from the campaign. And this week, I'm actually going to be showing Texas data to one of the national consulting groups who is tied into the Trump campaign, and they're going to see how corrupt the Texas voter rolls are. And I said to them, you know, as part of this help I'm going to give you, I need you to go to the Trump campaign and tell them about how they're getting killed in Wisconsin and Michigan. I mean, I'm pulling every lever, but it's like I feel like I'm turning the wheel and making the bus go in a different direction.
Oh, boy. Jay Valentine, if people want to read more of your information and your group Fractal, where should they go?
We have a Substack account and a website at omega4america.com, omega4america.com, and we publish all of our stuff there. And hopefully, Howie, in a few weeks, I'll have something that will be better for you. I don't want to push you to the Chardonnay quite yet.
People get excited about these polls, and I just keep thinking about my conversations with you and just remembering what happened on election night in 2020. It's very sobering, shall we say, that no matter how much Chardonnay you swill down. Jay Valentine, we'll be in touch again in a few weeks, and if you get any good news, let us know, and please, we'll put it right out there. Thank you.
Thanks very much. You take care now. Bye.
That's Jay Valentine. He's trying to get the word out to stop the steal. It's one thing to say stop the steal. It's another thing to stop the steal. I'm Howie Carr.
Want more from The Howie Carr Show?
Yes, always.
Watch Howie live at rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show. He's not just another pretty face.
He's an extraordinarily good-looking man.
He's Howie Carr.
There's a little bit of a bromance going on there.
He's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242-71. Instead of dealing with the RNC, who's apparently ignoring him, how about dealing with the state committees? Well, I think he is dealing with some of the state committees. Again, like in Wisconsin, they've had some success in Wisconsin. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's very frustrating, especially when they announce with great fanfare that they're hiring lawyers. And it's like, you know, they're hiring people to fix the barn door after the horse has escaped. I mean, that's the reality of it. They're using these high-tech methods that the Republicans seem to be way behind the curve on. 844-500-4242. Henry, you're next with Howie Carr. Not much time left, Henry. Go ahead.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. It sounds like we'll all be watching another Dinesh D'Souza movie in November, how they stole the election again. Very sad, very depressing.
Yeah, it is. I don't mean to depress everybody, but I want everybody to be on top of this, you know, and maybe there's some way we can get the word out to everybody.
Yeah, the red wave, we heard all about that. It's coming, and Trump's going to win big, and I don't know.
I don't know either. I hope he wins big, and I hope it is too big to rig, but, you know, it's getting harder and harder to overcome the cheating. Thanks for the call. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.